Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe, and kicking off another week. And it's going to be a big one, folks. Lots to get to as we get the NFL week one. Get it through the calendar tonight after we get Jets-Niners tonight in San Francisco. We look forward to it. Interesting game. Rodgers, Bay Area guy, going up against the Niners. Purdy and the Niners 7 months ago, I thought they had the Super Bowl won out in Vegas. I did. I thought they had it. If the kicker does what he's supposed to do, the Niners are defending world champions. We're not talking about too much about a Kansas City Chiefs dynasty. But we'll put a wrap on week one. We'll go to Dallas. We'll kick it off with Giovanna Scroggins, who will weigh in on Dak Prescott, who had a very, very kind of a, you know, come see, come saw type of game. Not a great effort. But listen, celebrated before the game with $240 million, about $231 or $221, something like that, guaranteed. I have to look at and crunch the numbers. But, yeah, week one of the NFL, college football was unbelievable. Of course, Northern Illinois with the knockoff of Notre Dame. Stunning, just stunning, that situation. But look at, I mean, Kansas gets beat by Illinois. You know, we're still in that, you know, second week where we don't get a lot of big games. Now, that's going to change Saturday. Alabama's going to go up to the upper Midwest, Madison, Wisconsin, to a place which is very, very – Camp Randall is a very, very scary place to go. And here comes Alabama. So we will keep an eye on that situation as we roll into week three of college football. But, yeah, we got a lot to get to. Giovanna Scroggins. We'll have Jim Coventry. He'll come on from RotoWire. We'll do some fantasy football with you. And then we'll close it out with Zaid Hussain, who's really got his finger on the hot button of Chicagoland. DeKalb, Illinois is where Northern Illinois is. And the Bears, I thought they were dead to right. I thought the Bears were just a disaster in that game yesterday against Tennessee. And they showed a lot of moxie down the stretch. Caleb Williams, you know, again, first game, give him a pass. Jaden Daniels put up some good fantasy numbers, 37-20 losers. We're the Commanders, so we won't get too carried away with that. I thought Atlanta laid an egg, so we'll break it all down. Coming up here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight.
A lot of roadblocks, I got a new route, and I'm about buckets, yeah, shootouts. Swish. If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip.
Yeah. I told her, get with the program, walk it play like a slow jam. Oh, this ain't regular.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back here on Sports Byline. Hey, Monday Night Road Shows, and I want to give out a couple, few plugs here. First of all, Wahlberg's at the Hy-Vee chain, you know, throughout Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Kansas, and now Indiana, big way. Game watches for football. Big 10, Big 12, you name it, national games, Notre Dame. But the Indiana Fever is going to be in the playoffs for the WNBA, and that means Caitlin Clark. So Hy-Vee is a huge, huge sponsor and a huge, huge, obviously, they have Caitlin Clark endorsed. So I want to throw that out here real quick. We got a lot to get to. I don't want to waste any time. We got a precious few moments with Giovanna Scroggins. She joins us, and I guarantee she's in a good mood. Dallas wins big. Texas goes up and just absolutely manhandles Michigan. The Texans win. I mean, you guys are living large in Texas, Giovanna. Welcome aboard. How are you? Happy Monday.
Well, yeah, we're living life right now in Texas. It's a great day to be a Dallas girl. It's a great day to be a Dallas Cowboys fan.
No question about that. Let's get the Dak thing out of the way. We saw this coming. We knew CeeDee Lamb wasn't going anywhere. We knew Dak wasn't going anywhere. I don't know. I think Jerry Jones likes the drama, but, you know, it wasn't about Dak Prescott, though, yesterday, although he didn't do anything to hurt the team. But let's put a wrap on his contract. Give me your thoughts real quick. Dak Prescott in the fold for a lot of money in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, he's making $60 million a year. Mike, head coach Mike, doesn't still have a contract, which is interesting because he called a great game on Sunday. And I think, his accolades, I mean, his calling for the game was the result of the Cowboys' win. And Dak only threw for 179 yards. CeeDee only had 61 yards receiving. Zeke only had 40 yards rushing. So it was kind of an all-out game. But with Dak having that handsome, you know, ransom in terms of his contract and getting paid until 2028, he didn't really have to do much. And they still walked away with a 30-point win over the Browns, which the Browns is a really good playoff team. I mean, the defense did come out early, getting an early stop, forcing the Cowboys to three and out. But they just couldn't hold it together. They were penalized 11 times and had two turnovers during that game. And they only produced one first down in the entire first half. So I think the Browns are going back into the dog pound, and they're going to be scratching their heads and be saying, what can we do? And I don't think it's an overreaction. It's definitely an overreaction saying, hey, the Browns, you know, are out and the Cowboys are, you know, on the up and up. It's only week one. There's still so much football to be played this season. And again, you know, Dak was probably in his best interest after getting paid hours before the game to have a good game. So it's only week one. I think it's a little bit of an overreaction to count the Browns out and also be huge Cowboys fans. But again, great game for the Cowboys, and you know, looking forward to what they can do this season.
No question. And again, we're talking to Giovanna Scroggins, our NFL and college insider from and all sports, really, from her home base in Dallas, former news anchor on KRLD.com, and a great member of our family. So glad to have you. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but Deshaun Watson comes out of Sunday as almost a sympathetic figure because he lost his dad on Friday. He lost one of his dear friends and teammates from Clemson. You're a woman. You know what he was charged allegedly with. Any sympathy from you with Deshaun Watson and what the load that mentally he carried into that game with Dallas, despite it being the home and season opener for the Browns? Let me hear.
Obviously, I mean, empathetic to anybody that, you know, goes through a loss and having to play a big game like that. I mean, hey, it was opening week for the NFL season, so that is a tough thing to carry. At the same time, still, you know, giving him, you know, his sympathy. But you're an NFL quarterback. That's the name of the game. I don't think you can chop it up to, hey, Watson, he lost the game because, you know, he's going through a lot. That's unfortunately not how this business works. And, you know, the NFL, people look at, watch TV and they view this as entertainment. So, you know, Deshaun Watson, if they're going to be a, you know, playoff team, and I said this on Friday, he was playing for his reputation. All of this stuff and this big loss, it's going to be on his shoulders. Is he going to perform or is he going to buckle under pressure? I think that's what, you know, the Browns have to really dive deep and figure it out when it comes to the offensive side of the ball.
I think that's spot on. You know, I really do. It's you know, and you got to look at Tyreek Hill. I want to go around the NFL real quick. We don't have a lot of time, and I want to get Texas, Michigan in here, and I got a few other items for you. But Tyreek Hill, I mean, what a bizarre situation, and the way Miami started that game, and for them to come back and beat Jacksonville the way they did, and Hill, for the most part, played incredible. I don't know where this is going to stop in our country. It happened to D. Brown up in Boston. Now we're saying, we're hearing rather that Tyreek might have got mouthy with the police. I don't know if he played the "you know who I am" card. We don't know that yet, but I don't know. There seems to be a terrible characterization, and I don't want to say targeting, but man, it doesn't, the optics, and it doesn't pass either the eye test or the smell test. That aside, from a football standpoint, I think Miami's win was the most shocking because I thought that was going to be a huge distraction. And yet they found a way to win that game. Let me hear.
For sure. And I actually would take the opposite. I think Tyreek, going through what he went through, was going to make him perform even more going into that Sunday game. And I think we saw that. You know, he had an amazing touchdown and a huge catch in that game. And then obviously that celebration with Jalen Waddle in the handcuffs, which might have been a little bit much. But looking at it from this standpoint, Tyreek Hill, hey, you know, you're an amazing football star. When it comes to dealing with the police and authority, there, especially as a black man in America, there has to be a certain type of way you go about dealing with things. We don't know the whole story, so you really can't speak on it. However, the videos of surfacing and then now hearing that he got mouthy with the police doesn't really look that good, but obviously, again, don't know the whole story. But I think him going through all that made him play 100% significantly better, and it resulted in that Dolphins win.
All right. Does Texas have a national championship caliber? In your opinion, the Longhorns, are they the real deal? I mean, they absolutely slapped Michigan silly. And listen, they got a long way to go, and it's early. Everyone's got a long way to go, but boy, Texas looked really impressive. And I look at Colorado State glorified scrimmage, what they did at the Big House on Saturday may have exposed Michigan. Tell me about the Longhorns.
Yeah, Texas did look really good. They did definitely expose Michigan, but again, you got to look at Michigan. They lost so much talent going to the NFL and then out of the offseason. You look at the quarterback situation right now with Michigan. I don't think this win was like a huge, you know, win for Texas, given everything that's going on with Michigan right now. However, that Texas team did look really, really good. And again, their program over there at Texas, they're doing amazing. And I think they're going to have a really good season and possibly, you know, walk all the way to the Natty. Not sure, but I think right now they're looking pretty good. But again, it's only week two.
biggest shock of the weekend? Was it Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame, or was it the Patriots beating Cincinnati? Wow. Let me hear.
I'm going to take Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois. I mean, obviously, those people over there in the Golden Dome were not expecting that. And Notre Dame is a great team, so I'm going to take that for sure. Going into week two, the biggest shock of the season, for sure, Notre Dame.
All right, we need your pick on tonight. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. He's going back to his native turf in the Bay Area in San Francisco, Brock Purdy, and the 49ers. How do you see Jets, San Francisco, Monday night?
I'm taking the Jets in this game. The 49ers look really good. They officially activated Trent Williams on the team roster, so he's going to be back playing for the 49ers. But for Brock Purdy, this is his year. I mean, you think going into his third season, speaking of Dak, you know, all these quarterbacks, they're getting paid. So Brock Purdy does really need to show up and show out this season. But the Jets want to put everyone on notice and saying that they're back, they got their quarterback back. And on the offense and defense side of the ball, they have absolute weapons. So I'm taking the Jets in tonight's game.
All right. Next year we're going to have you at the U.S. Open. Everyone loves Giovanna. You really are good. In fact, the marketing people are saying, well, you know, Marty, when you have on Giovanna, why don't you call it, you know, the MGs? The MGs, yes, indeed. You are awesome. You do a great job, kiddo. You really do. Thank you so much for your contribution. We'll talk to you on Friday, if not sooner, if need be. Great job out of you, Giovanna. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. See y'all.
You got it. There you go. Giovanna Scroggins. She's live in Dallas-Fort Worth in the Metroplex. Cowboys feeling good. Longhorns feeling great. We're coming back here on a Monday night countdown. Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free
pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, welcome back on a Monday into a Tuesday. It's Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline broadcast presented by Geico and also by Rocket Mortgage. And don't forget Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards those closing costs. Let's get Jim Coventry in here, RotoWire, our fantasy insider and our football insider, and he joins us on the program. Jim, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell, good to have you back. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Excited that we're in week one.
Yeah. Let me talk strategy first. Do fantasy players panic like fans themselves after week one? The overreaction factor in week one plays out on the field. And does that same panic and does that same overreaction spill out on their fantasy sheets? Let me ask you that right here at the top.
Oh, it's terrible. I have to talk so many people down from crisis mode every week one of every year because, for instance, they might have a tight end like Travis Kelce who gets a couple catches, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my gosh, that was my tight end one, and a bunch of receivers. Yeah, so basically there's sometimes we're justified, and I'll explain when it is, but other times it's like, you know what, don't sweat it. It was just a bad game script. It was a bad situation. But, yes, that always happens in week one.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of surprises too, Jim. And I'll start right at the top, point-wise, and that's Saquon. Saquon Barkley had a heck of a game. I don't need to tell you that. His numbers speak for itself, but I'm looking at my sheet right now. Jaden Reed, who saw that coming down the pike? Baker Mayfield had a huge day. Josh Allen, despite the hand injury, he's going to wheel right back on Thursday night against the Dolphins in Miami. There were some pleasant surprises, but right at the top of that list is Saquon. Let me hear.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley, I was very excited about him this offseason. First of all, he was with the New York Giants before, and teams would always see him as the only threat. And so they just attacked him relentlessly, and he had no offensive line. Well, now he comes to Philadelphia. They have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts, and a really nice offensive line. Defense can never really make Barkley the focal point. So in my mind, he'll always have way more room to run and to move than he ever had in New York. And I do believe he's an elite player, and now he has a phenomenal situation.
Jim Coventry joining us, RotoWire. Jim, let me just say here before we move on, it's just so good to have you on here, and you guys do such a good job, and your work, totally reputable. We just really appreciate you being a contributor to this program and the network in its totality. All right, kind of paint with some broad strokes here. How would you size up this week? We talked about Saquon. Jaden Daniels had a big game. Williams found a way to win, maybe not statistically on his fantasy acumen, but let me tell you something. Williams got it done for the Bears, although he wasn't spectacular. Paint with some broad strokes here. How would you kind of encapsulate week one? Let me hear.
Number one, floppy. That was the key word. So many teams you could tell weren't prepared. Since COVID, training camp has been so much different. Teams don't get enough hitting. They don't get enough reps. They don't play at all in the preseason often. And so we see a lot of sloppy performances. We also see, in many cases, if there's a good defense out there, they have an edge on the offense and they're trying to find their way early in the season. And so those are the two things that are the main takeaways, and that's why we temper our expectations after week one, because when we can see sloppiness or we can see there was a defense that clearly was a step ahead, those things will normalize as soon as week two. But that, honestly, those are the two takeaways that I want everybody to be aware of.
All right, let's hone in on a couple more players. And one of which is Baker Mayfield. And we saw what Deshaun Watson had to deal with. I mean, the Browns got blown out. He went into the game with a heavy heart, lost his dad Friday. Another friend of his, former teammate, I believe, from Clemson, also passed away at the age of 26. He had a heavy heart and a heavy load to carry. Baker Mayfield, of course, much maligned in Cleveland, didn't end well. You know, then a little bit of a sojourn out in L.A., and that was just kind of like a Band-Aid on a heart attack. And now he finds a place in Tampa post-Tom Brady. Do we value what Baker Mayfield has done appropriately enough? And again, I'm not a big fantasy guy, so you tell me, was he had to be a shrewd pick. If you drafted Baker Mayfield, and granted, we can overreact either way, both pro and con, but Mayfield's carrying over from last year right where he left off. Tell me about Mayfield in terms of fantasy. Let me hear.
You know, Baker Mayfield, he has two great receivers. He has Mike Evans. He has Chris Godwin. Last year, he had a coach that understood what he could do well. So last year, he was throwing downfield more, and his two offensive tackles, they were good at protecting. So Mayfield wasn't under siege. This year, week one, he starts out with the best matchup possible. The Commanders can't rush the passer. They traded away last year their two best rushers. They have a terrible cornerback room, and they had great advantages on the entire side of the football. So Baker Mayfield just took what was in front of him and basically, you know, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, we're going to shred this team. And they did, 24 out of 30 passing. So Mayfield is going to be good this year, but most weeks it'll be one or two touchdowns. This is a four-touchdown performance. This will be abnormal. But as you said, Mayfield is a good player, but he was great in week one, but it was honestly very matchup-based.
Well, if you got Josh Allen, do you look for maybe do you start him? I mean, you got to start him against the Dolphins on Thursday night. Malik Willis is going to start in Green Bay. You got that situation with Jordan Love. That's a tough pill to swallow. How do you see those two injury scenarios?
Malik Willis will probably be a disaster. The Tennessee Titans previously had drafted him. They wanted to get him on the field, and he just simply was not competent. The Packers brought him in, hoping not to have to use him. And then after one game, oops, I guess we're using Malik Willis. In theory, he can run a little bit, but he doesn't process game speed. And if pressure comes his way, he folds quickly. This is a major hit to all of the receivers on the Packers. It's probably even a hit to Josh Jacobs because defense, they're just going to put a lot of quick pressure and they're going to put a lot of bodies up close to the line. This is really bad news for the entire Packers team. Now, Josh Allen, on the other hand, fortunately, he played a terrible Arizona defense because in reality, he doesn't have Stephon Diggs. So defenses now are really, again, like I said, with the Packers upcoming, teams were putting a lot of pressure, like last week, in front of Josh Allen because there's no receivers who scare anybody. Well, Josh Allen played Superman, and he ran for a couple touchdowns. But this is a bad defense. If he took more hits than usual yesterday because there were so many people close to the line, and it's going to get worse when they face good defense. Now, Josh Allen's Superman, so he'll find a way to get it done for his fantasy managers. But the one hit he took to his left hand, it was problematic. He'll be fine and he'll play, but I think the hits are really going to pile up this year, and Josh Allen's going to continue to have to wear that cape and fly like Superman to get it done all year.
All right. Bears defense put up some nice points. I get a comment on that. And then Minnesota, I was fading them big time. I had a feeling they would win. The Giants are that bad. I think the Giants are going to be a mess. And we can start the Belichick to the Giants talk right now because Dayball's not surviving a 5-win season. I guarantee it. He will be out, and Belichick will be their first discussion. So you tell me, Bears defense and then the overall situation. Jefferson's Jefferson, but I thought that quarterbacking-wise, they have to be elated right now, losing McCarthy, who needed to come along slowly. Size up the Vikings, too, and then tell me about the Bears defense.
So with the Vikings, Sam Darnold, for the first time in his career, is in a healthy situation. He has two good offensive tackles. Christian Darrisaw, Brian O'Neill are very, very good. So he'll be protected. Kevin O'Connell runs an offense where the ball gets out quickly. And players like Justin Jefferson, who's already a superstar, and Jordan Addison, who left the game with an ankle injury, they get open quickly because of the scheming. And this is a perfect scenario for Sam Darnold, who just needs to be a point guard here and distribute. And if a play breaks down, he could screen the ball out to Aaron Jones out of the backfield. He didn't need to do that yesterday. But when situations get full of pressure, Jones will be a great outlet. So I do think Sam Darnold could manage this offense and do enough for them to be competitive all year. It's a healthy situation. Now, to the Bears question, look, the Bears played really, really well, of course. They got a pick six on a terrible decision from Will Levis. They got a punt return for a touchdown, and they carried the day because Caleb Williams was under a lot of pressure. But to the Bears' defense, I mean, first of all, they're playing Tennessee. Will Levis, in my mind, had that great first game last year, but he was figured out quickly. I don't think he's a starting caliber NFL quarterback, you know, more than this go-around, he won't be long for a starting job. So his bad decisions helped that Bears defense look elite. The defense is good, but the Titans allowed them to look dominant.
Jim, I'm asking all our contributors today to weigh in. What's the biggest shocker, the Patriots over Cincinnati, or how did the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame lose to Northern Illinois? What's the biggest shocker? I know you're a football fan, including college. Give me a quick hit on this.
Yeah, it's got to be the Notre Dame one. First of all, they win week one against a ranked team, and it looked like it was clear sailing till late in the season when they were already punching their ticket to the college football playoffs. We were talking undefeated season, and then week two, it goes south. That was the bigger surprise. Cincinnati, honestly, I originally had them in the survivor pool. I backed out of them on Saturday with T. Higgins out, and then Ja'Marr Chase got added with an illness. The vibes there are terrible. Chase doesn't want to be there right now. Higgins isn't playing. Trey Hendrickson was complaining about money. That locker room has to be a mess right now. So I think it was, of course, a surprise that New England won, but I think there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff in Cincy. This team is dysfunctional right now, and they've got to get something figured out because these players are not happy.
Jim Coventry is so famous and so professional, they named Coventry, Rhode Island, after him. Jim, great job. Let's do it again soon, okay, pal?
Thanks for having me. Good luck tonight.
All right, good job. There you go. I didn't ask him about the Monday night game, but I think the Jets are going to be a little salty tonight. I really do. I think they're going to run the ball. I think this game is going to stay in the low 20s. This is going to be a low-scoring game. I think the losing team will be in the teens. I'm smelling 24-17, you know, maybe a 21-17 type of thing. So that's how I'm seeing it right now. But, hey, look, at my picks this weekend were just brutal. All right, Dominic Jimenez is with us as well, does an outstanding job. He says he's not over the top about this game tonight, but likes the Niners. Monday Night Football, which we love. And then we're coming back with Zaid Hussain from Chicago. They're still giddy over the Huskies from Northern Illinois. We're coming back. This is Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, welcome back here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, as we talk the world of sports. I always love these Mondays into a Tuesday when you got three guests, and I wouldn't have told you anything other different than with Zaid Hussein on Mondays. We're gonna lead off primarily with the Bears. It's gonna be primarily the Bears. That's, you know, and I would have not wagered anything, of course, but I would have told you there's no way we're gonna lead with Northern Illinois on Monday. But you better be prepared, because that's where we're starting, Zay. Just like we started Saturday night. Wow. Well, I'm interested to see. What was Sunday and Monday any different than Saturday with the Huskies? Let me hear. Obviously, a lot of attention nationally. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the Huskies, obviously one of the biggest upsets in college football history. And what was cool is, you know, the interview of their head coach going viral, you know, talking about how much work the team put in and all the sacrifices that they made leading up to the win. So, you know, it was something great to hear, something great to see. If you haven't saw the interview of their head coach post-game, something everybody should check out. And was absolutely just an amazing win for Northern Illinois.
Yeah, one of the nicest things here is they get a bye week this week after playing Western Illinois and picking off Notre Dame. They get the week off, so they really get to enjoy this a lot longer than most scenarios. You know, it's what have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately, including in the world of sports? All right, let's pick up where we need to. Man, Zaid, I was almost going to text you Sunday during the game yesterday just saying, what is going on? I mean, it's just what a horrific start to the season. I mean, the fan base, those fans in Soldier Field just had this look of shock on their face. Tennessee came out, but it's not, you know, it's not how it starts. It's how it finishes. Defense outstanding. Williams was, I think, effective. Wasn't great. What was the, you know, what were like the, you know, give me the three or four stars that really, really shone for the Bears, and where did you think this game turned?
Yeah, I remember, Marty, we talked Saturday, and I said that Caleb Williams would struggle greatly in his first NFL start. And, you know, everyone thought it was going to be sunshine and rainbows, and he would come out, and they would just look absolutely dominant. And I really didn't think that was the case. You know, as I mentioned before, well, up until now, rookie starting quarterbacks own 14 in the NFL. And Williams came in, and to keep it bluntly honest, he looked horrible. He looked absolutely horrible in his first start, you know. I think he had a total of 93 passing yards, which is the lowest of any first-round QB since 2000, okay? You know, he missed a lot of touchdown passes to Keenan Allen. And I think it was more of Tennessee losing this game than the Bears winning it. That's what I truly
believe. It's going to be really interesting. And, you know, I point to this week's game with the Texans, and I think it's really interesting because he had a, you know, kind of a mediocre performance this week. What I want to see is how he handles the game on the road against the Texans, and across the way is C.J. Stroud, which is everything the Bears hope they get in Caleb Williams, if not better. So he's got to have two things in mind, winning the game, but also he's going to look across the way and see, yeah, there's my barometer. There's my level. There's my ceiling, if you will, or even his basement or his ground floor when you see C.J. Stroud. So give me a take on this game coming off the win, as you know, weird as it was, and how this Texans game sizes up with C.J. Stroud on the other side of the field. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think something interesting about this game and something that I'm going to be looking for is how Caleb Williams bounces back, because what we saw against Tennessee was a ton of balls being batted at the line of scrimmage, which is something I noticed greatly, Marty. I feel like it was something that, you know, maybe that's the adjustment from college to the NFL, where all those throws that he was making that was getting through, now you got the defensive line, everybody's throwing their hands up, and balls are getting batted down. You know, possible, even though interception didn't happen, a lot of possible interceptions almost took place against Tennessee. So now you go in against the Texans, also a very solid defense. You know, their offense that's going to score the ball, they're not just going to hand it to you like how Will Levis did. I think the Bears are going to struggle here, honestly. While our defense is elite, Caleb Williams, just he has to make that step up, and we haven't seen him make it at all, especially in week one.
Yeah, we're talking to Zaid Hussain from Chicago here as we talk the world of sports on our Monday evening into Tuesday overnight edition, kind of like the Monday evening quarterback edition of Sports Overnight America. All right, Zaid, where I want to go next is, you know, they say good defenses will keep you in games. You know, great defenses can win you games or set you up to win games. You know, and the Bears have often had great secondaries to, you know, I mean, we can go back to the mid-'80s, legendary defense. Somewhere out there, there's some kind of level on this Chicago defense. Is this a good defense, a very good defense? Is this a great defense? Is this a defense that can put them in the position to win games, which I think I know the answer to that question. Is it a defense that could win some games for this team? Tell me about the Bears' defense as you see it.
Yeah, I think this is a good defense that has a potential to be an absolutely great defense. I also think, you know, when you look at the team we just played, you know, Will Levis, he's probably a bottom five quarterback in the NFL. And that offense was not that good. But when you look at the success Tony Pollard had on the ground, I'm surprised Tennessee didn't keep it moving with him. So I think the Bears were just, you know, able to take advantage of a horrible offense, which made their defense look even better than what it really is. The true test will come Sunday against the Texans, where we see if this team is legit going up against a high-level offense with a really good quarterback.
Do you think Williams will acknowledge that he's in a competition to win the game and beat the Texans, and that also that he's being evaluated by the guy across the way, quarterbacking the Texans and C.J. Stroud? Or do you think he's just going to say, yeah, that doesn't even cross my mind? Because that's what he's going to say. What do you think is reality?
I think Williams is going to come into this game, Sunday Night Football, with a lot of things on his mind. You know, he honestly, to me, looked a little bit nervous out there on Sunday. I think when he talked about not really being nervous, but when you look at his play, you know, it was a guy that just looked very, very, you know, shy out there, nervous out there. He had Keenan Allen, and he just missed him completely for almost a touchdown. And
Saw that.
You know, throwing for 93 total yards is horrible, to be honest with you, Marty. But this is a game, Sunday Night Football. There's going to be a lot of eyes on Caleb, and there's going to be a lot of pressure here. And we'll see what he's made of this weekend. I truly believe this is the ultimate test for how the Bears season will go. Right now, you're playing a very solid team, and it's Sunday Night Football prime time. All the eyes are on you. How do you answer? How do you deliver to the Williams?
I think it's going to be – I think that's spot on, too. You know, I always evaluate – in the old days when you only had 16 games, you got 17 now. You know, you always evaluated the season chunks of four games, four mini chunks of four seasons. You know, your first four, your next four after that, and then your final four, and now it's a final five. In there is always two big games. There's always two – seemingly there's two big games. You'll get a soft spot in your schedule. You know, there's no question about that. But for the most part, that's how it shakes out. So – this is their one game for sure in the first four where they're going to face a lot of scrutiny. They're going to have the bright lights of Sunday Night Football on NBC. Very well spoken. All right, let's go around the NFC North. Let's start with Minnesota. Detroit will get to Green Bay and their situation. Malik Willis gets the start. Green Bay is going to host the Colts, who had a maligned injured quarterback a year ago. Start with Minnesota. Impressive, over the top. The Giants are bad. I mean, they are, but still. Where do you go with Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are very, very bad, Marty. I mean, absolutely horrible. And they were just as bad as the jerseys that they were wearing. I don't know if you saw those jerseys, but just I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah,
I don't know if you are.
I did. Yeah.
You know, this is a Giants team that Daniel Jones, they have to just cut their loss here. I mean, at what point do you say Daniel Jones is not our guy? Let's move on to somebody new and, you know, at least get some momentum going, because that was an absolutely horrible performance. So I think it's time to cut ties if you see one or two more performances out of this, you need to bring in someone else. You need to make a change. And I think it's time to pull the plug on this whole operation.
It's going to be interesting. Detroit, impressive last night. You knew once they fell down 20-17, you knew they were going to get the field goal. I thought they might even win it in regulation with a touchdown. They didn't. The drive stalled. The rookie kicker has a good day, splits the uprights. And you knew if they won the toss, they were going right down. They were going to not settle for any field goal. They were going to make sure that the Rams and Matt Stafford was not going to get a return visit in a key spot to his old home field. And game, set, match, 26-20, as Montgomery, the former Iowa State Cyclone, just waltzed into the end zone. Big win for Detroit. I like it because they showed, like the Bears, they showed some moxie to let something get away and then come back and win the game. Give me a hit on Detroit.
Yeah, I think they played a very tough team in the Rams, and they responded well throughout the game, honestly. This was a great game. They still have that 1-2 punch with Montgomery and Gibbs, as we see. That's very effective. I think Detroit is going to be very good throughout the whole season. They are going to probably finish with about 12 wins, if I had to guess. And this is a team led by a quarterback in Jared Goff, who's now a veteran in the league. He's not going to make a ton of mistakes. He's going to game manage the situation. He's going to use his running backs. He's going to use his elite wide receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown. And this is a team that's going to be a very hard team to beat throughout the year. And I think we've seen it last night with the Rams, who Cooper Kupp, over 14 catches, tying his career high. And now that Puka Nacua went down and is on the IR, you've got to look at the Rams to just feed Kupp 24-7 now. He's probably going to be looking at 10 catches a week minimum.
They're going to have to do something there. You're right, with that injury. Here's where I go. Detroit, to me, feels like a team that if they have the ball for the last possession of regulation and they're within a field goal or a touchdown, they're going to beat you more often than they're not. They're that good. They're that scary on offense. They have so many people that can beat you. I mean, Gibbs. LaPorta, the tight end, the wides. Jameson, who had a great game last night, numbers wise, but if they've got the ball, you better have a 2-score advantage in their final possession, or otherwise they're probably going to get you into overtime or beat you. And I don't see that there'll be in many of those situations, but that to me is a hallmark trait of a great team, where you just scare the heck out of your opponent when you know that if you score too quickly, they're going to come back and beat you. They get into your head. So does Detroit really get an edge now mentally over teams? The Detroit Lions get mental edges over their opponents late in games? What do you think?
Yes. And I said it, many times throughout the offseason. I thought the Detroit Lions were the best football team last year. I truly believe that they were the best team in the NFL, and, they just had one of the biggest choke jobs in the world. But what they did to the 49ers in that championship game, the first half, they were absolutely dominating. The line of scrimmage, they were dominating, all facets of the game. I think this is a team that is still a top five team in the NFL, and I think they're going to give so many teams trouble throughout the year.
All right, Malik Willis gets the start Sunday. Love's going to be out 3-6. They're going to beg him to come back in three. Their season could get away. I mean, you start 0-3, 0-4, you're toast. The Chargers way back in the early 90s turned around an 0-4, and there might have been one other team. But you go 0-3, 0-4, you're behind the eight ball. Willis was a complete bust in Tennessee. What do you say to Packer Nation right now? They've got to be gripping. 10-second answer, real quick.
Yes. My hot prediction, the Packers win outright against the Colts. Willis does enough, and the Packers get W at home.
All right, Zane, good job. We'll come back. I got some thoughts on the new iPhone 16 coming up. How about that to end the show? Coming back here on Sports Overnight.
This week, vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, down the home stretch we go here to Monday into a Tuesday, Jets and Niners. I know Jen and Jeff will have a breakdown on the game as give you scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night on the overnight as well. And I'll give you a quick hit. You know, the Apple, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, they're in the Silicon Valley out there in the Bay Area, comes out with, you know, their debut of three new products, or probably more than that, but the iPhone 16, which is going to, they won't say artificial intelligence. They won't say it. They say AI, because they got marketing research that says if you say artificial intelligence, people, especially older people, get really intimidated, and they don't like it. So they say AI, and it's compliant. It's going to do things like it's going to make your text messages more common and so on and so forth. The camera, point the camera at a restaurant, it'll tell you menu. It'll give you all the particulars. Just point the camera at a restaurant. It'll do that. If you point it at a dog, it'll tell you what type of dog it is, what breed it is. Now, if you point the phone at your girlfriend or your wife, and it comes, no, I'm not going to go there. But anyways, and then the Apple Watch 10 is going to be unbelievable. And the new AirPod Max, they say, is going to be unbelievable with noise reduction, which they already have. But there's some other features in there that they say is flat out unbelievable. So iPhone 16, they've already got the 17, 18, 19, and 20 probably sitting in some warehouse somewhere, right? And so every September they roll out a new one and we're all suckers. If you're one of those FOMOs, fear of missing out, or the latest is the greatest, you got to have the latest. I'm going to stay away. I'm going to try to stay away. But see, this is what Apple does. This is what they do for us addicts. They just know we have to have it. We convince ourselves we have to have it. So they roll out features like pointing to the dog and pointing to the restaurant, and then there's going to be some other features with emails and text messages. At the end of the day, do you really? Oh, by the way, the pro version is $1,199. The base model is $1,000, $999. Wow. Same price they had on the 17 back in 2017. So they say. All right, good job. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to Giovanna Scroggins, Jim Coventry from RotoWire, and of course, Zaid Hussein, one of our outstanding contributors as well. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned. We have more sports talk and scenarios coming up here following the top of the hour update. And a 1660 on sports. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez. Adios.